This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Kelly. On the program today, we're going to continue our coverage of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, their fourth annual such festival. Happens this Friday and Saturday in downtown, in downtown Urbana at various venues. And we're going to represent two of the performances, both of which happen to be taking place on Saturday. Coming up, a conversation with Ian Griffiths, who is one of the founding members of the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra out of British Columbia in Canada. They call themselves, sometimes, a Gypsy Ska Roots Grass Band. And they'll be playing on Saturday and also giving a workshop. And we'll be hearing some of their music as well. First up, though, it's going to be a singer-songwriter who is currently based in New Orleans, grew up in the South, and transplanted herself to New Orleans about 30 years ago. She's an award-winning singer-songwriter, known for her wizardry on both fiddle and guitar, and also for, of course, her song-making. Conversation with Gina Forsyth in just a couple of minutes after this track from her latest CD called Promised Land.
Got a rooster, a copper rooster. I paid for pennies at the antique store. I got a rooster, a copper rooster. Gonna crow about it, gonna crow some more. Crow on daddy, crow on daddy, crow on daddy, crow on daddy. Got a rooster, a copper rooster. My copper rooster's copper and proud. I got a rooster, a copper rooster. You better get used to me crowing some loud. Crow on mama, crow on mama, crow on mama. Somebody stole my copper rooster. They took it and gone, gone from me now. Copper thieves stole my rooster. That's what I get for crowing so loud. Crow on people, crow on people, crow on people, crow on people. Called the cops about that rooster. Thought they could find it, but they can't. Somewhere in town, my copper rooster's crowing at the recycling plant. Crow on daddy, crow on daddy, crow on daddy.
That tune was called Copper Rooster off of the latest CD by New Orleans-based singer-songwriter Gina Forsyth, and the CD called Promised Land, just out this year. And she is going to be performing this Saturday at the 4th Annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. In fact, she'll be there twice.
That's right.
Doing a concert and performance starting at 8 o'clock for about an hour and a quarter. That'll be at Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana. And before that, at 4 o'clock, she's actually going to give a fiddle workshop, Cajun fiddle workshop.
Cajun fiddle.
Yeah, more on that later. So, Gina Forsyth, as you're hearing, is with me on the line. Are you in New Orleans right now?
No, I'm actually on tour. I'm in Kansas.
Oh, you're in Kansas.
Yeah, this is a week-long tour that I'm doing, and last night was my first show. I was doing a house concert in Salina, Kansas. And then I've got another Kansas gig on Thursday, another house concert, and then I'm driving up to Urbana.
So you must like the road, or at least I hope you like the road.
I like it okay. I mean, it's a lot of driving, but it's fine. You know, I'm glad to be playing tunes. I'm glad to be playing my songs and meeting new people. You know, there's a lot to be said for it.
How much do house concerts figure into your touring schedule?
Well, this particular tour is half of the tour. I'm doing another concert in Iowa, but it's like at a concert hall. I'm doing that on Sunday. And so I guess it averages at least a couple of concerts every tour are house concerts.
And do you typically arrange these yourself, or does somebody find you and say they'd like you to come sometime, or is it a combination of both those efforts?
It's a combination of both.
What appeals to you about the house concert? I know what appeals to from an audience member, an audience member's point of view, but what appeals to you about those?
Well, I mean, it's a very comfortable place to give a show. Yeah, it's like one for the host. It's often a great way to get to know the neighbors, or to get to know to have a party for people in your group or for friends. So, but it's a great way to know the people in the community, and for the performer, it's a great non-smoking gig in a really intimate environment. Of course, probably in Urbana, just about all the gigs are non-smoking now. At least I hope so.
Anymore, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's changing in Louisiana, too, slowly.
Well, you're from kind of throughout the South, Florida, born in Florida, raised in Alabama, living in New Orleans for, what?
30 years,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And your bio says, grew up on hymns, country songs, and old-time fiddle tunes. I'm curious about that. When you say grew up on them, were they things that happened in your household regularly, or through church, or both? Or
both. I mean, there were musicians. My brother and sister are musicians, and we played around the house, and we played music that was on the radio or our favorite kind of underground kind of songs, as well as the hymns. But of course, I went to church on Sunday, and you know, that was a good way to learn the roots of music, to get my roots
in church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do the hymns show up today in your music?
Well, I think that it's still a part of the melodies that I write. And the title song to the new CD brings up a lot of the old hymns, and the hymns that I grew up and with and loved. And it's kind of mixed into the America that I remember versus what we're becoming, or not really verses, but going into it, to what we're becoming.
Should we let the song speak for itself, or do you want to give any more of a preamble to that?
I can't give a better preamble except for, well, okay, I will. Then interestingly enough, this song started as a telephone conversation with a friend of mine who works for a newspaper in Alabama, and he was telling me, okay, in about 10 or 15 years from now, America is going to be something you just don't recognize. And that was about 10 or 15 years ago. I thought of it, and, you know, in a way it kind of made me sad. So I wrote this song about the whole, about my immigrant background. My mother was a second generation Italian, and whereas my dad was several generations in this country, Scotch-Irish. It was just the memory of these of this nation of immigrants idea and the hymns that I grew up singing in church.
Well, let's listen to it. It's the title track from the CD called Promised Land, which was out earlier this year. Gina Forsyth is guitarist and vocalist, and who's joining you on here?
I've got a great band on here. There's an accordion player, Jono Frischberg, who plays music with me sometimes. He's a fiddle player, but he's playing accordion on this song. And I've been playing with a guy named Bruce Degrepont on Sunday afternoons at Tipitina's, and I got a couple of the guys who play with me on that gig, Mike Barris on drums and Jim Markway on bass. And we got that, and a percussion player, Stephen Randall.
Promised Land with Gina mm-hmm. Forsyth here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
In the fields of the golden apple trees. Oh, sit right back and I'll tell tales all about the brave ones who set sail before the big jet planes and the cable TVs, before the days of the gated communities. Oh, oh, the promise. Say, show me the money. When I was a kid, my American dream was to be the little angel at the top of the tree, where the bells would ring and the choir would sing, and the congregation would all join in. Oh, oh, the promise.
Promised Land is the name of the song. Gina Forsyth, my guest here on Live and Local, here on FM 90.9. She's going to be performing at the 4th Annual Folk and Roots Festival in downtown Urbana on Saturday. The festival actually starts on Friday, but continues through Saturday. And she'll be giving a concert at 8 o'clock at Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana. Before that, though, at 4 o'clock, giving a Cajun fiddle workshop. Now, we heard at the start of this program her on the fiddle, the tune called Copper Rooster, which we didn't really talk about. I kind of meant to and then forgot about it, which opens just on with fiddle and percussion. And you never really add any more than that. It's a wonderfully spare sort of tune. What would you say are the roots of that tune? And then how did you end up getting into Cajun fiddle playing, starting out with the intention of studying classical and jazz?
Well, I mean, I grew up on country music and country fiddling, and Cajun music was a very small part of that until I moved to Louisiana. And when I moved to Louisiana to go to school, I already played fiddle tunes, and so it was kind of a natural transition. But Cajun music, you know, you have to study a little bit. It's not as easy as it sounds. Of course, you know, great musicians are supposed to sound effortless, or that's ideally speaking. And Cajun music often sounds like it's something that anybody could do. But you need to kind of, it helps to immerse yourself into the music. And so I when I moved to Louisiana, I had a great opportunity to immerse myself into Cajun fiddling, and that's what I ended up doing.
But that isn't what you started to do.
No, that's not what I started to do.
Did classical just not grab you?
Well, I never really was a classical player. I mean, I played in orchestras in high school and in college and all, but that wasn't my main background. Classical violin did help with my fiddling technique. I mean, I studied it, but that wasn't, I knew that wasn't what I was going to end up doing.
Is that partly why you went to college for it, as well as jazz, to get a stronger grounding in the technical side of things?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I actually thought I was going to end up doing bluegrass music, country and bluegrass mainly. I mean, I still do some of that, but of course, you know, with bluegrass, in country, you have to know some jazz. You have to be pretty acquainted with that, because some of the early jazz, there were really great fiddlers. You know, for example, Stuff Smith, I think, is a great example of that. And of course, you know, the Western swing players like Johnny Gimble, for example. And you listen to a fiddler like, say, Vassar Clements, and you have these jazzy kind of licks all through his playing. And so I had to at least get some kind of technical grounding to help me play some of the stuff that I was listening to and loving. Coming up,
I probably do know the answer to this question, but now it I'm thinking that maybe I don't exactly. How much of the music that you're going to be doing on Saturday, and that is on this recording that we're sampling, is planned and either written out mentally or on paper, and how much is improvised, since we're talking a bit about jazz?
You know, you most of it's planned. I mean, I probably don't play the same song the same way twice. I mean, there's a similar way of playing it, but, you know, you're always going to vary things up a little bit. I mean, Copper Rooster, for example, I have a certain way that I play it that's kind of like the bass, and then I'll add something to it that's, you know, the bass, B-A-S-E, as opposed to B-A-S-S. Mm. But, yeah, I usually don't play it exactly the same way twice. So there's always going to be a little bit of improvisation.
And on your concert on Saturday, you'll be doing both guitar and fiddle?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you bringing anybody with you, or is it just you solo?
It's going to be me solo.
Which is always a wonder. You don't ever dream up any astounding way of playing both at the same time, do you?
That I haven't figured out. There's at least one song in which I go from one to the other, but no, I haven't figured out how to do both.
Because there's a picture of you on the Folk and Roots website, apparently playing the fiddle behind your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, you, great, you saw that picture.
Yeah. I don't imagine that's the sort of thing you're going to be focusing on in your Cajun Fiddle workshop on Saturday.
Oh, no.
How to play the fiddle upside down. What's going to go on there, and what should anybody interested bring with them besides a fiddle, assuming they have one?
Oh, I'd say maybe if you're a guitar player, you can bring a guitar. Or if you're an accordion player, you can bring an accordion if you want. I'm just going to basically play a couple of traditional Cajun fiddle tunes and talk about them. Of course, I may end up playing more than one or two songs and talking about them and how you play and how you second, and there'll probably be a question and answer session.
Seconding.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of like how Cajuns play behind accordions or vocals or other fiddles. It's kind of like a chord part or a bass part in a way. If they're not playing the melody, then they're seconding.
So seconding as opposed to soloing.
Exactly.
Or melodying.
Exactly. Exactimo.
Yeah, I've never heard the term firsting, so we won't try that. But then I don't think I'd heard the term seconding before now either.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Sometimes in Louisiana we're so familiar with the things that we do that we forget that people outside of Louisiana might not know about them.
Yeah, well, and I know I'm discovering things all the time on this program, and I imagine our listeners are discovering things for themselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Tipitina's as a place you play pretty regularly, I guess, in New Orleans, and I've heard about the place. What's the mystique around that club?
Well, the mystique has to do with Professor Longhair. The venue itself is very much tied into the New Orleans, the indigenous New Orleans music, which has a lot to do with guys like Professor Longhair and Dr. John, piano players, Fats Domino, so the Mardi Gras Indians. So there's a lot of that going on. And so that's how Tipitina's got its name. It got its name from a song by Professor Longhair. But, you know, nowadays with the venue has all kinds of music, all kinds of touring acts coming in, and we've been playing this regular Sunday Fado Dough or Sunday Cajun music for the last 25 years. I've actually been a part of it 17.
Fado Dough. That's not a term I have heard before either.
Yeah. It's a name for a Cajun dance. It's probably one of the most ironic terms in Cajun music because of the French that fado do literally means go to sleep.
Okay.
But it comes from the old house dances where the parents used to rock their kids off to sleep in the back room or in the bedroom. Well, when that's over, then the parents can dance in the living room, take out the furniture and have a dance.
Well, this last tune is certainly one that one could dance to. It's got a nice,
oh,
quick,
absolutely,
strong beat.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful title, What I Did on Mardi Gras Day. And it's another one that has mostly just sounds like fiddle and percussion going on here.
That's exactly what's happening.
And it's a delight to talk to you. Gina Forsyth is going to be at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival for two events on Saturday at 4 o'clock. It's a Cajun Fiddle Workshop. And at 8 o'clock, she'll be performing in concert at Heartland Gallery. The Fiddle Workshop will be at Urbana Free Library in a conference room there. You can get the full schedule and find out exactly who's playing where by going to folkandroots.org. More on that as the program continues. Gina, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Kevin.
Tell your story, but I'd rather not say. what I did on Mardi Gras Day. Sing you something, but I'd rather not say how I spent my Mardi Gras Day. They called me up on the telephone. Would you like to make some money and have some fun? So while you're out there begging for beats, won't you please, please think of me? I'm working for the man and that ain't all. My folky friends would be appalled. I tell you more, but I'd rather not say what I did on Mardi Gras Day. Long time ago, you could work down here for a whole lot more than tips and beer. Things around here changed, I fear, and the union ain't been here for years. Musicians union ain't there no more, so now you play till you hit the floor. And when you hit the floor, they don't miss a beat. They sweep you to the end of Bourbon Street. I tell you more, but I'd rather not say how I spent my Mardi Gras Day. I wish I didn't have to say what I did on Mardi Gras Day. Yeah, I wish I didn't have to say what I did on Mardi Gras Day.
What I Did on Mardi Gras Day, Gina Forsyth, from her latest album called Promised Land, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining me for the show today. And stay tuned for my conversation with one of the founding members of a band out of Canada, British Columbia, Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. They will also be performing at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival on Saturday, although the festival starts on Friday. Seems like all of the groups we're covering are actually going to be playing on Saturday, but there's plenty of music and other activities starting on Friday, I think at 5 o'clock. You can get a wristband, by the way, which is what you need to get into all the paid events. That's how you pay. Any of a number of ways, which you can discover on their website, folkandroots.org. And there are a lot of free things, too. So if you wanted to not have a wristband and just go into some of the events, that's possible as well. All the details are on the website. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert here on FM 90.9, it's a classical All Hallows Eve from Illinois Public Media. On the program, famous favorites like Bach's Toccata and Fugue in B and D minor, Rachmaninoff's Isle of the Dead, and Liszt's Totentanz for piano and orchestra, as well as assorted famous classical funeral music and marches from the Friends of WYLL Library. It's a classical All Hallows Eve tonight at 7 on the evening concert here on FM 90.9. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois. Now featuring new exhibits entitled America's Musical Past, Shenanigans, Hootenannies, and Other Twisted Adventures. More information is available at sousaarchives.org.
tale, cause we're dead and alive. If we follow the signs, we'll be sure to arrive on time. Shadows, the ghosts of the past. The past departs onto me, anatomy of my memory. Da 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 dum. Da 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 da. Da 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 dum. Da 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 da. Suds are soaked in the blood of our ancestors, finding our way through these tall stands of grandfathers. Da 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 da. Well, I found in your face all the truth that I need. My faith in your body, we're planting the seed. Da 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 da. Da da.
That song was The Canoe Song from an album called Follow My Lead, Lead Me to Follow by the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra, who are based in Canada, British Columbia. And they are going to be among the 80-plus performers, storytellers, and other kinds of artists who will be participating in the 4th annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival Friday and Saturday in downtown Urbana. And Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra will be actually giving two events. One is called the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra's Creative Process. That'll be Saturday at 3:45 until about 5 o'clock. And then their concert performance will be Saturday night at 10 o'clock. My guest on this portion of the show is the accordionist and one of the founding members of the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. His name's Ian Griffiths, and we're very pleased to have him with us. And you're somewhere in New York at the moment on your travels here.
Yeah, that's true. I'm actually at an oil change place, some sort of random oil change place. Get an oil change in the van, trying to do an interview at the same time.
So the whole band is five players, five members, and
yep.
You just pile into one big van and all your stuff and go all across the various countries.
Yeah, that's true. There's five of us on tour right now and four bikes, and we're traveling in a big 15-passenger van full of instruments and sound gear and camping stuff and random junk.
Talk a little bit about how you got started, and then maybe a little of the history of the song we just heard, the canoe song.
Sure. Well, the band got started in Victoria, BC, out on Vancouver Island in 2006, and the majority of us were kind of almost going to university at the University of Victoria, which is where we became acquainted. And then we all were playing at this one underground open mic that was run by some students underneath, like literally underground, underneath a popular restaurant in Victoria. And it was a fertile time in the Victoria music scene, like a lot of bands that are still going right now started at that open mic. And the five of us kind of met playing with other groups there and eventually banded together and formed Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra out of that. And that was almost 6 years ago now with this configuration. And we recently recorded a new album called Follow My Lead, Lead Me to Follow, which Canoe Song is a part of. And that song came out of a canoe trip that myself and Paul Waldo, the drummer, took summer before last, I think, in northern BC near a small town called Wells. And we had been at a festival there called Arts Wells, and we had actually been at the festival for a full week, hanging out with some other bands, some of our good friends and contemporaries, a band called Fish and Bird, who are super awesome if you guys want to check them out. And we had been at this festival for a full week, and I kind of was freaking out. Like, we'd been in one spot for that long, and by the time we had been there for 7 days, everybody had left the festival, and it was just kind of us and some other bands hanging out and still, like, jamming and partying, which is fun, but I really maxed out on being in one spot. And so I kind of had a little freak out, and I hopped in the van, and I drove north, and Paul, the drummer, jumped in the van with me, and we headed north, and we ended up at the Bowron Lakes, which is this big 200-kilometer circuit of lakes in the mountains in northern BC, and we wandered out down a path in the middle of the night and borrowed a canoe from some canoes that were by the shore, and we paddled out into the lake in the middle of the night and had this really amazing kind of journey through the night. And the chorus in that song, Follow My Lead, Lead Me to Follow, comes from trying to paddle a canoe with your buddy in the middle of the night. You realize pretty quickly that for the canoe to go straight, if you're in the back, you have to lead, but you also have to follow the person's rhythm in the front because they can't see you. So you're following and leading at the same time. It was kind of a metaphor for my relationship with Paul, the drummer. And also, it was just this big ancestor trip, like looking at the silhouettes of the trees as they reflect on the lake. I had the strong feeling that it was my ancestors looking down on me. And we actually ended up finding in the middle of the night a cabin on the shore, just randomly, just by smell, I guess. We just pulled the canoe out of the water, and there was a small log cabin, and there was nobody in it. So we lit a fire in the stove and stayed the night, and woke up the next morning and got in the canoe and paddled back and saw a moose first thing in the morning. There was mist rising off the lake, and like, it was a really intense and profound experience for me, especially the whole ancestor realization, which inspired the lyrics directly for Canoe Song. And so I was pretty like affected by this whole experience, and so I called my father immediately when I got back to civilization, and he was like, oh, so where were you? And I told him I was on the Bowron Lakes, and he was like, oh, so what happened? And I told him what happened and where we stayed and the cabin and everything, and he asked me to describe the cabin. And it turns out that 30 years earlier, my father and my grandfather and my grandmother and all my aunts and uncles stayed in that exact same cabin one summer on a canoe trip. And we just ended up there in the middle of the night by ourselves, just leading and following. And that really heavily inspired the canoe song.
I wonder about the musical exploration that has taken you through lots of different kinds of, for want of a better term, roots music, including some music that clearly South American. We have a tango that is on this album. I thought we'd hear a little bit, but... how are you acquiring different different types of roots, so to speak, in your music?
Well, I lived for 2 years in Spain when I was a little bit younger, studying flamenco guitar in the south in Granada and Alicante. And that definitely threw a big kind of Hispanic influence into the mix. But then that specific tango, Shotango, from the album was actually just heavily inspired by a really, really amazing tango album by an Uruguayan bandoneon player named Raúl Juanena, who put out an album called Te Amo Tango in the early 2000s, which I actually got from the library and listened to on repeat for probably 3 months. And then that song just came out of that. There's like direct experiential influence from like living in Spain, but then in the specific case of Shotango, it's just from listening to an album repeatedly and getting really, really excited about that genre.
You mentioned the bandoneon, which is an Argentinian, originally German accordion-like instrument. Do you pick that up for this piece, or do you use the regular accordion for this?
I use my regular piano accordion for it.
Well, let's give a listen. It's called Shotango from the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra's most recent album called Follow My Lead, Lead Me to Follow. Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra will be at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival Saturday for a couple of different events. We'll talk about those, one in particular, in just a moment. And you're listening to Live and Local.
Mandó por correo cuento que no creo tiene fin. I was untrue, I don't refute. Now I refuse your love but keep you as a muse. Thank you.
Me mandó por correo un cuento que no creo tiene fin. I wasn't true, I don't refute. Now I refuse your love, but keep you as a muse.
The song is called Show Tango, and it is a performance by the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. And just in case, since I didn't really clarify that earlier, I am saying tequila, as in the Mexican drink, not tequila, but which sort of leads me to the obvious question, where on earth did that name come from?
That name actually has kind of a long story. It was invented by our by our original guitar player, a guy named Eddie Raskin, who now lives in Seattle and is a school teacher. He just always wanted to play in a band called Tequila Mockingbird because he thought it was a funny pun. And so he dubbed the band that at the beginning, and then later on I added the orchestra because I was pretty stoked on gypsy bands, and a lot of them call themselves orchestras.
Well, it almost seems to be a trend lately for have small ensembles call themselves orchestra. In fact, I did an interview not long ago with the jazz pianist Ahmad Jamal, and he just calls even his own, you know, a small combo, or for that matter, a piano an orchestra. So I think it's just how you conceive of your sound, at least in part. How do you conceive of your sound? Maybe, and give us an idea of all the instruments that are covered by the five of you.
Okay, so in the band we have an accordion, an acoustic guitar, stand-up bass, percussion setup, which includes cajon, djembe, a floor tom, and a kick drum, and a ride cymbal, and then a fiddle. And I guess we describe our music as gypsy roots, folk, grass, indie. So it's a big kind of mix of all of our influences mashed up together. I bring a Spanish influence from living in Spain. Our fiddle players from Peru. Our bass player went to jazz school. Our percussionist played in the African hand drum group since his childhood. And our guitar player used to play in a funk, ska, reggae band in Victoria before we scooped him up.
The one presentation you're going to be giving on Saturday in the program they're calling Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra's Creative Process. And they don't usually have a presentation like that. That's happening starting at Saturday at 3:45. What is interesting about your creative process that you'd want to talk about?
Well,
and present it to other people.
I think part of what's interesting about it is the immensely diverse musical backgrounds that we constantly work to reconcile and amalgamate and make into a cohesive sound. Part of what I learned with this band, apart from music, really is communication. Like, I feel like I didn't really know the importance of constant and clear and nonviolent communication before I started playing in this band. I think part of what we do and work on doing well is consensus-based creativity, where we share the floor extremely democratically and have rules like you have to hear an idea before you veto it, or give people the opportunity to lead for half an hour while everybody else just follows, and then switch. So each person has a chance to lead and express and rearrange ideas, which is also kind of, it ties into the mantra of the new album, Follow My Lead, Lead Me to Follow. I mean, that is also indicative of our creative process, which is a cumbersome but I think really good way to create art.
Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra will be doing the workshop 3:45 on Saturday, and then doing their performance at 10 p.m. on Saturday, both events at the Independent Media Center. It's part of the fourth annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which begins on Friday. And you can get the full orchestra by going to folkandroots.org. And you can get a whole lot more information on the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra by going exactly to that website, the Tequila, T-E-Q-U-I-L-A, mockingbirdorchestra.com. And you can read as well about some of the values that they espouse, and how their being together has gotten them to be quite aware in a number of and involved in a number of different causes. My guest has been Ian Griffiths, who is the accordionist and one of the founding members of the band. And we're going to go out with a song called Otters. There's some wonderful group vocals going on here. What sounds to me like some sort of heavy-duty improv going in about two-thirds of the way through. What's the background of this song, Ian?
This one was actually, I think, our first completely collaborative creation.
Completely collaborative, you said?
Yeah, usually people bring a piece of a song pre-made, either some chords or some words, and then we workshop it all together and open it up. This is one that came completely out of a jam that we had during a creative retreat on Quadra Island a couple of years ago. And it was right after, actually, the lady of the house finished getting an otter. So we were kind of like, I don't know, it has a little bit of that energy in it. There was the unfortunate circumstance of an otter being hit by a car, and then she took it home and skinned it to keep the pelt. And then we went inside and jammed this song, and it just was birthed that way. So it was birthed out of improvisation, so that big middle section is kind of an allegory to that.
Wow, I've never heard a background like that to a song. So it's Otters, the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra. Ian Griffiths, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Otters, the name of that song, by the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra from their most recent CD. They'll be at the Folk and Roots Festival in Urbana this weekend. Check out the full schedule, folkandroots.org. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us on Live and Local today. On tomorrow's program, something very different. We will be kind of returning to the classical realm for the most part. Julie Byler, who directs The Chorale, a choral ensemble based in Champaign, Urbana, who are giving a concert Saturday night in Urbana, will be joining us. Also, Ian Hobson, who conducts Sinfonietta Camera, based at the Krannert Center at the University of Illinois, will be talking about their All Beethoven program, which is Friday night. It includes the Emperor Concerto and the Ninth Symphony, the Choral Symphony. So that's going to be a huge concert on Friday. And I've got my own special interest in talking about that particular program. So that's tomorrow's Live and Local. Hope you can join us for that. Our broadcast today is made possible by these business partners: Swires Land and Management Company, Danville; EAG Company, Incorporated of Fairmount; Cannon Farms, Camargo. These business partners join the Friends of WYLL in making great programs possible, and we thank you for your support. Also say thanks to the Craft League of Champaign-Urbana, presenting their 30th annual Arts and Craft Show on November 10th and 11th at the Urbana Civic Center. Open Saturday 10 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. More information is available at 367-9546. Besides the Folk and Roots Festival, here are some other events going on in our listening area over the next couple or few days. Donnie Heitler has his weekly solo jazz piano gig at the Great Impasta in Urbana this evening at 6 o'clock. It's the weekly traditional Irish music session in downtown Champaign at Dublin O'Neill's tonight at 8:30. The weekly Gunnysack Review is at the Yoder Center in Arthur tonight at 7 o'clock. Champaign Central High School opens its presentation of the musical Ragtime tonight at 7 o'clock. That continues through this weekend. Heartland Theater Company in Bloomington is presenting the play called Red at their space in Bloomington starting tomorrow at 7:30. It's a fascinating ensemble called the March 4th Marching Band. Means more than that sounds. At the Castle Theater in Bloomington, it's returned engagement for them tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. The Pacifica Quartet with pianist Menachem Pressler are at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7:30. And it's the University of Illinois Jazz Big Band, number 3 Jazz Big Band, at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. And finally, the Sabert, hope I'm saying that or reading it right, Jazz Trio at the Beckman Institute Atrium on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana tomorrow for a free show at 12:20. You're listening to 90.9 WYLFM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for listening.